Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. Man, I have a pep in my step this morning, and I'll tell you why. Other than I see a lot of positive things going on in the area here. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. And anything you hear on the show today that floats your boat, trips your trailer, cheeses your grits, or just gives you a little extra pep in your step, feel free to call in and share with the audience here. 855-200-1776, extension 2, gets you live on air into the conversation. One of the reasons I am very, very excited today is I'll be speaking with, at 8:30, an awesome guy. Awesome. The Dakota Territory Gun Collectors are having one heck of a gun show in March. And they're going to have it at the only venue big enough to house all that firepower, man. And that's March 7th and 8th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks. Bill Brown and the boys will be presenting all those arms for your viewing and a purchasing pleasure. So I'm really happy to have him in studio today to talk about that gun show that they're having on March 7th and 8th. He'll be on at 8:30, so make sure you tune in and call in with any questions, comments, or what have you. 855-200-1776. And just a little segue into that. Do you know the best way to combat terrorism? I mean, we're hearing all of this chatter about those pinheads wanting to, you know, sneak up on unsuspecting Americans in malls in different places. The best way to combat that is attending the Dakota Territory Gun Collector Show. That's the way to combat that. Still got to do something about those gun-free zones, you know, that sort of thing. But there you go, man. Take the fight to those guys, in my humble opinion. Anyway, we're also going to have Blanquita Cullum on at 8:20. I'm going to talk a little immigration / DHS, you know, and Obama and this whole big fight. I don't know. The Republicans, to me, are getting a little they're using the talking points from the left. You know, you don't shut down government, don't shut down DHS. Well, those guys still have to go. They still have to work. And, you know, it's not us, I don't believe, that are shutting down these agencies or whatever that the popular narrative is. You know, we just don't want to fund illegal actions by this president. I mean, we've been kind of doing it this entire time, you know, allowing him to do all these things. It's time to put your foot down. And, you know, I'm happy when I see Republicans, you know, get a spine, kind of stand up, you know, and say, absolutely not, we're not doing this. And the whole, you know, shut down government talk doesn't scare me not one iota. I think that, you know, I think that less government is probably a good thing. And that's just my humble opinion. If we have to shut something down, in my opinion, it's probably a good thing. You know, got too much government now as it is. But we're going to be talking about that with Blanquita Cullum. We're going to talk about the Keystone veto possibly today. Obama has already said, you know, he's vetoing this thing. No way it's passing, that sort of thing. And folks are speculating that the second it hits his desk, he's going to have his tiny, tiny little pen out and write veto all over that thing. So I want to ask Blanquita about that. I don't know if you heard about Gruber's new kerfuffle. apparently the guy, and Gruber is the guy that, you know, said that we were too stupid to understand, you know, what was in the whole health care bill and all of that stuff, and it was their job to talk to us dumb Americans into, you know, accepting it and that sort of thing. Well, Gruber is in hot water himself for potentially defrauding the Vermont voters there, residents. Apparently, his aide logged in 25-hour days for 500 hours. It seems a little impossible to do that. And I guess his job was, Gruber and this guy, I guess their jobs were to make the health care, the state exchanges there in Vermont, which failed miserably. The voters there said, no, we don't want that. But their job was to make it palatable to the voters there so they would vote on it. And the bill that he was sending over there to Owen Co., Barry and his little conglomerate over there were severely padded. And apparently they didn't care. You know, we hear a lot about government waste. This guy was padding the bill, sending it to them, and they were just paying it hand over fist. So he got – I don't blame him for being so smug, you know. I mean, anytime you can, Obama, and we've heard this time and time again, smartest president we've ever had, you know, that sort of thing. But anytime you could be somebody like Gruber, be as smug as you want to be, and still defraud those guys out of, I don't know how much he made off of this stuff, but apparently the guy ain't hurting. He ain't hungry. I'll just put it that way. It's all over the news, all over TV, rubbing elbows with all the hoity-toities. And yeah, so he's making out pretty good. And he's defrauding folks, you know, along the way, as people like him are wont to do. So we're going to talk about that, too, with Blanky the Column in the very next segment. A couple of things that I want to talk to you about. I don't, like, brag about a lot of stuff that comes out of Minnesota. But I saw something that kind of gave me pause. I had to do a double take, something I actually agree with. Did you know that there's a bill that would give Minnesotans the option to vote for none of the above? Think about that. I mean, we sit here and, especially me, I'll just put this on me. Sometimes you're like, man, none of these choices, I don't like any of these choices here. I mean, they're all bad. They're just lesser degrees of horrible. And you just kind of wish you could write in none of the above, you know. None of these pinheads, you know, float my boat. You know, they all cheese my grits, every single one of them. Well, you know, instead of voting for the lesser of two evils, Minnesota, they're considering having an option that says, you know, neither one of these pinheads. I don't want to vote for either one of them. There you go. I can see Republicans and Democrats alike, you know, going, no, we don't want this bill. But I like it. There's a historical precedent for this type of bill. Nevada has had a none of the above on the ballot since 1975. And just last year, none of the above actually won the state's Democratic primary for governor. Think about that. So none of the above won. I think about Odysseus in the Iliad, you know. Who put the guy's eye out, the Prometheus eye out, the Cyclops eye out? And he said, no man did. He said, oh, I'm going to get no man. That's what it puts me in mind of. Anyway, that's probably a little TMI. But how does that grab you? You think we need something like that here in North Dakota? I actually like that. And you won't hear that very often out of me about a piece of Minnesotan legislation. But I like it. I like it. I want to know how you feel about it. The drone debate heats up. House Bill 1328. We're going to talk about that later on in the show also. I like the way it's going. And Kim Koppelman, and that's the bill's carrier, the statement that he made, he said some in law enforcement felt it targeted them, and this is the the drone legislation that basically says, you know, what police officers can use drones for and can't and that sort of thing. We had a big debate about it right here on the Common Sense Club. But Kim Koppelman said, you know, some law enforcement felt it targeted them. And he said that statement made me chuckle a bit. I mean, if you're concerned about cops getting too much power, who else are you supposed to target? I don't think there's any question about the law enforcement community in general has little respect for our privacy rights. Seizing on a new tactic and technology to tip the balance on privacy rights in their favor is not a good thing. It's just not a good thing. I think, and I'm going to get into what House Bill 1328 actually does and what it limits police officers from doing. But I'm going to do that later on in the show. And if you have any input, it's always welcome. 855-200-1776. It's just a couple of the topics we're going to talk about today. I only got an hour, man, and I'm drinking from a fire hose here. So it's pretty cool. We'll be right back with Glenn Keita Cullum right after this break.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Man. I cannot wait to talk to my next guest. I have three pressing issues that I would love to get her point of view on. Glenn Keita Cullum. Contessa of Common Sensory. Glenn Keita Cullum right here on the Common Sense Club. How you doing, Glenn Keita?
I'm ready to go. I was listening to you with the music, the Prince music opening up. You know, I'm ready.
The French music. I could hit one of those high notes right now, but it just sounds weird. This early in the morning. So I'm more of a Barry White in the morning, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's good. We like Barry White. Barry White has a great voice.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So today, a lot of things are going on. I want to talk about the immigration DHS fight that apparently they're having in Washington right now. And just kind of want to get your opinion on it. Do you think that the narrative that we're being peddled, you know, you can't shut down DHS, you can't do this, you can't do that. Where does Blanketa column, what is your point of view on that whole debate?
Well, first of all, I want to know if they're giving the American people the accurate account on any threat against this country, or if they're using it merely for politics. You know, when I was working in the federal government and overseeing the Broadcasting Board of Governors, they would bring in things that you would put in the budget that they would call a Washington Monument. In other words, something you would say, okay, well, we'll give the Washington Monument then, which you know they couldn't do because that's a national treasure. So are they putting this out because they want to accomplish getting stuff passed through the Congress and trying to say, if you don't do this, you know, the American people are going to be in jeopardy because there's a threat right now that's going on and it's going to be a national security issue. You got to know if they're telling the truth or if they're not telling the truth. And frankly, there are ways to go about securing that portion of a budget without having to shut the government completely down. I mean, it's bogus. So it makes me angry.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we're getting a lot of hype from both sides. I mean, and especially, I don't know. I was listening to Levin last night, and Levin makes some brilliant points. I mean, they don't call him the great one for nothing. But, you know, yeah, I just kind of wanted to get I kind of wanted to get, you know, Levin is what I would consider a way right. And I like that, but I kind of wanted to get, you know, a common sense take on the whole DHS fight.
Well, I want to tell you something. DHS better be telling the truth on what's going on to the American people.
Yeah.
Because if they're not, then I'm telling you that guy needs to be fired. I mean, on the spot, fired. If he's using to utilize this stuff, it's like, look, the secretary of the VA going up to the guy who's a homeless guy, and the guy. He asked him what branch of the service he was in. The guy told him he was a SEAL. And then the secretary of the VA said, well, I was a SEAL. But he wasn't a SEAL, okay?
Yeah.
Fire the guy. I don't want to see that guy there. Why do they feel that they have to lie about it? He's secretary of the VA, for crying out loud. That's important enough. He could have taken the guy into his heart and said, I'm going to try to help you, man, instead of trying to aggrandize himself. I'm sick of these idiots.
I am too, and I was going to. That was one of the topics I was going to talk about. I mean, are you kidding? VA secretary admits special forces claimed. I mean, those guys.
And he's a liar.
I don't know if you,
and he's a liar. I mean,
what is up with these people? You know, you get a little power, you start. You know, yeah, I was with Jesus. You know, at the Last Supper. You know, yeah,
right.
I was with, you know, Churchill when, you know, he made his famous speech. Well, why do you need to do that? I don't get it.
And for anybody that needs to know, I didn't graduate from college. I mean, I'm just telling you up front. I was able to get Senate confirmed, and I didn't have to lie. You know, it's just a joke, all right? It's just a joke, and that it's their pomposity and thinking that they can get away with it now at a time when people really check stuff out. And you know what? He doesn't need to be there representing the rank and file if he can't tell the truth to some homeless guy. What a joke.
That is the problem,
Gary Sinise there. I want Gary Sinise as secretary of the VA. You know that.
I do, too. That'd be awesome. Oh, good gravy. That would be awesome. And I shouldn't think these are the people that are running the country.
Liars.
And they are liars. I mean, my goodness. All right, let's move on. I got like two other topics. Keystone Obama is expected to veto this thing today. What are your thoughts on that?
What are you going to do to it? But again, okay, here, remember, let me tell you. They've already got trains that they've already purchased, 4,000 trains that are going to be coming down. It's not the only pipeline. That is a political issue. There are other pipelines coming from Keystone going through the United States, but that one particular one is one they want to take issue with. It's ridiculous for even the green people, a bigger footprint with trains than there is with a pipeline. It's just a joke.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, you know, Scott had on someone from Louisiana yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, the pile up of oil reserves somewhere, I think, in Oklahoma, because we didn't have a pipeline, and there was something going on with the pipeline from wherever the backup was to the Gulf, and then the politics that's being played on the global oil market and that sort of thing. And I'm like, this is a no-brainer. So why hold this up? Why throw a little tantrum and take out your little pen and write veto all over the thing? You know, just folks need to work. We need the infrastructure, so come
correct
on, do the right thing, and that's
oil,
just my
and the oil
thing.
Industry right now, from my inside sources, is in a tough situation in the next 6 months, and that includes everybody from the guys that are driving the trucks, everybody. So, you know, people understand or should understand that a lot of the economy is affected by this, and again, going to people's arrogance in Washington that have never had to deal with stuff like that. I mean, they're not really out there struggling paying the bills like you and I are. And the listeners, they have to figure out how they're going to appropriate their paychecks to pay the most important bills.
Right. We're doing that. We're pinching pennies and watching our budget. And Obama's DHS spent $150 million on office furniture and renovations and makeovers.
That's
and things
ridiculous
like that.
Because they have a ton of, you know, when I worked for a wonderful guy, when I worked at FEMA, when I first came to D.C., he said to me, don't get arrogant. Just take the furniture that you can get that's available. Don't be trying to make your office gaudy. He said, remember, the taxpayers are paying for it. And you think about it, even when the Obamas take all their little trips to Hawaii and they have to employ all those service agents, Secret Service guys, the planes that they use, you talk about the green footprint, but
yeah,
also the millions of dollars when a lot of the taxpayers and a lot of your audience, they can't afford to take a vacation. They can barely afford to buy clothes for some of their kids going to school. So it's offensive to the American people, or many of the American people.
Oh, it is. I still have an old a brown leather couch that I had. Good God, it must be 10 years, for 10 years at least. And that thing is still in my basement. I mean, I won't let it go. Thanks, Blanchita, for coming on and being the... Absolutely. That's the voice of common sense, Blanchita Kollum. And I like the whole Gary Sinise angle. That's brilliant. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little gun show right there at the Alaris Center with Bill Brown right after this break.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. Again, I want to thank Blanquita for coming on. I love that idea of Gary Sinise. And if you're not familiar with all of the things he does for veterans, my goodness, this guy, he is a saint. So my hat's off to him. And Blanquita, she routinely posts things about Gary and what he's doing for the troops and things like that. And she has floated this idea that he should be, you know, the secretary. So there you go. Did not get a chance to ask her about Gruber, though. You know, that whole kerfuffle. Saw that on Gretchen last night. And it just has you you're down here and you're like pinching pennies till they squeal. And you got guys like Gruber who are just making money hand over fist and what are they doing? Their entire, business model is to go out and lie to you. That's how they get paid. And it just, man, it makes me tear my hair out. And if you saw my hair, you would know how funny that is. I'm trying to grow the afro back, so. There you go. I'm still waiting to connect with Bill Brown, chairman of the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors. They're having a big gun show at the Alaris in Grand Forks. Now, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about the venue. Man, there's going to be a lot of arms there. Lots of arms. I cannot wait. I can't wait, man. March 7th and 8th. Guaranteed, it'll probably be the safest place in North Dakota on those days. I'm telling you. You don't have to worry. And I posted on my social media, on my Facebook. I said, you know, what's the best way to combat terrorism? Attending the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Show, of course. And a friend of mine posted, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that no Islamic terrorist will try to behead anyone there. The potential of hearing one loud collective ka-chink will scare them away. And I agree. Think about that. You walk in there and you scream Allah Akbar or whatever. You scream and you hear that collective. Yeah, that ain't going to go so hot for you. There you go. That's the way we combat terrorism here in the Dakotas. Anyway, I'm still waiting on Bill, but I'm going to, while we wait, I'm going to address a couple of the other issues that we were talking about earlier. So House Bill 1328, that's the drone bill. A lot of this bill got a lot of flack from law enforcement. And folks like me and tons of the common sense folks out there were like, what about warrants and Fourth Amendment protections and, general warrants, things like that. And law enforcement were poo-pooing that as they have to, basically. I mean, this is a tool that they could see a lot of value in. If I was in law enforcement, I could totally see the value in drones. You can kind of circumvent those, that pesky warrant thing. Well, so what it can't do now, what the bill does is cops can't use evidence obtained through the unwarranted use of a drone in court. They can't use information obtained through the use of a drone to get a warrant. Any warrant issued for using a drone must specify one, who will be using it, two, who will be using it, and for how long. Any warrant issued to target an individual or group of individuals must specify the circumstances under which the drone will be used and what information will be gathered and the period for which that information will be retained. So, think about that. The drones can't be armed. Permits to fly a drone can't be issued to surveil an individual or an individual's property without permission. And drones can't be used to surveil people exercising their rights to free speech or assembly. So, there you go. And there are some exemptions to the law for border security patrols, extended circumstances, things like tracking down an armed fugitive who's trying to run away from the law, or monitoring severe weather situations like flooding and that sort of thing. I think that's pretty good. I like it. House Bill 1328. There you go, buddy. Something else that I was just made aware of. Some lawmakers are challenging Mall of America's gun policy, especially after this, whole Islamic terrorism threat. nothing like the threat of terrorism to make you rethink that whole, zero gun policy and the whole no guns allowed thing. You look at those videos, and in the video of these guys that are calling for this attack, in that video, what they did was they went into that mall, they rounded up a bunch of people and started randomly shooting them. And then they would ask them, hey, you Muslim? So you're a Christian. You want to convert? No, the answer is no. Then they shoot you. Now think about that. You're in the mall, big, no guns zones and no guns allowed, plastered everywhere. That's like a terrorist dream. He knows that if he goes in there, it's like open season on the innocent folks. But I would submit, you go to the Dakota Territory Gun Show, you buy some of their wares, the mall relaxes, especially in this time, relaxes its no gun policy or no guns allowed policy. I think they'll think twice about doing something like that. I'm just going to go out on a limb there. I'm thinking that an armed populace, it's not a populace of sheep, the wolf will think twice before coming in there. There you go. I'm reading here off of the Minnesota CBS site. Lawmaker challenge Mall of America's gun policy after this whole threat, terrorism threat. A Republican state lawmaker says that the Yabba Dabba Doo threat against the Mall of America means gun holders with permits should be able to take their weapons into the mall. It currently has a no guns allowed policy, with mall officials claiming that the entire facility is private property. State Representative Tony Cornish is the chair of the House Public Safety Committee. He says that the Mall of America has interpreted the conceal and carry law wrong, and he's going to challenge them on it. It's completely ridiculous, he says. the complete opposite of what they should be doing. If we're threatened with an attack, the last thing you want to do is disarm citizens. I mean, that is common sense on so many levels. My hat's off to Representative Cornish. I would only submit to Representative Cornish, why did it take so long and why did it take something like this? To make you see the light, man. Good folks in the Common Sense Club, we've been saying this for a while now. I guess that's a good point. My producer just made a really great point. Should we do this at West Acres? Now, I was saying earlier to the guys here at the station, we got a contract to run cable at the mall at West Acres on Friday. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, I should be able to carry my sidearm in there, you know? So I'm going to throw that out to the folks. Should the same policy change or challenge that this lawmaker, Representative Cornish, out there in Minnesota, should that same challenge be issued here to the folks at West Acres? Think about it. You know, you go in there every day. You got, I mean, how many security guards do you have in that entire mall? How many of them are armed? What is the police response time? Something's going down, and you need like 5 seconds to make a decision, and it's life or death, and police officers are 5 minutes away, which is a good response time, but you only got 5 seconds. What do you do? What do you do, man? Common sense would say you got your concealed carry permit. You know, you lay down the law. You give them what for. You make sure they understand that we are not a nation of victims and sheep. And you know what would be great? What would be awesome? If someone, you know, something like this horrible happens. And then you got some citizen stand up and just lay this guy out. And that video goes viral. Send that as a message to those terrorists, yeah, who think that somehow we're soft. They think that Americans are soft. We don't have the stomach for this, that, and the other thing. Think about that video going viral. In my humble opinion, there ain't nothing better, man. So what do you think about that? Do you think we should challenge these no guns allowed, especially as it pertains to the West Acres Mall, Mall of America, in light of these new terrorist threats? Think about that. Do you think we should challenge? Do we have a representative with the gumption, with the spine to challenge that whole no guns allowed policy right here at West Acres? I think that is a question inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. I'm an inquiring mind. What do you think? 855-200-1776. I think. I'm not sure how this is going to play out, but I think we're going to have Bill on at another time. Man, I was really looking forward to that interview, too, but something is going on. But we're definitely going to have him on. The Dakota Territory Gun Collectors, they're having that Dakota Territory Gun Show March 7th and 8th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. And I want to talk about it, man. It's all I've been able to think about since, you know, I heard about this gun show. I'm just I'm waiting. I think I'm going to pitch a tent out there on the 6th of March. Just pitch a tent and, you know, that sort of thing. We have off our air call about Homeland Security. So let's run that.
Leon, the reason you're hearing all this government shutdown from so-called Republicans is the GOP is now the Republican branch of the Democrat Party, even here in North Dakota, sadly.
Oh man, Larry, and I can't argue with that. I mean, we got some weak-kneed folks. And which is one of the reasons why I like that Minnesota legislation, the option to vote for none of the above. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the miracle chair. Many of them have purchased the miracle chair because it works. Terry Breyer is here. He's brought the miracle chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these miracle chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Last segment of the Common Sense Club. Stay tuned for what's on your mind right after this. Scott Hennin live from Washington, D.C. at the Heritage Foundation. How awesome is that? I want to be sent on assignment like that, Scott. Just, if you're listening, I want to be out there, man. Put me out there. I want to go to CPAC and that sort of thing. Broadcast live from out that way. Larry, I always love it. I always have to chuckle, too, when he calls in and he goes, you know, the Republicans have become the Republican wing of the Democratic Party, or however he puts it. I think that's a brilliant assessment to a lot of the folks up there, like Lindsey Graham. I mean, think about this. we are prepared to, well, the senators up there, prepared to surrender over this illegal amnesty, in my opinion. You got Lindsey Graham, John McCain, others that do not represent conservatives or Republicans in general, but just themselves. Think about the Republican senator that would vote for funding DHS with the amnesty pending. That's a vote to undermine the Constitution and the separation of government powers. I just don't agree with that. And Larry is spot on in that regard. I'm going to go out to Kirby and Stanley for a little more common sense. What do you got for me, Kirby?
Hey, I was thinking about the Muslims, terrorists, wanting to shoot up the Mall of America and stuff like that. I think we should maybe look back in history. Thomas Jefferson had a real good idea whenever he figured out, dealing with the Barbary pirates, that if you dip your ammo in pig's blood, they believe that a pig is unclean, and they believe that the pig's blood would send them to hell. Therefore, if we start dipping our ammo in pig's blood and giving it to our Marines and Army Scouts and Navy SEALs, all our special, give it to anybody that's got a rifle, more or less.
Right.
And let them dip their ammo in pig's blood and start shooting these guys and send them to hell if that's what they believe. You know, it really does not matter what you think about pig's blood or what I think about pig's blood. What matters is what they think about pig's blood. And if they think it's going to send them to hell, well, then
I got
send
it,
them
man.
On their way.
I get it, man. And I'll raise the stakes with a pulled pork sandwich. You know, I'll stand right over and eat them. I mean, and eat it, yeah. You know, over their body. But anyway, I gotta walk it back a little bit. I think that's an excellent idea. Make some t-shirts that say, you know, if you're caught here, all our ammo is dipped in, pig's blood. Just to let them know, and this is not a gun-free zone. This is a concealed carry zone. All of the malls, all across America, put up some YouTube videos that say that show patriots dipping their ammo in this pig's blood. And I think, I think that's a good idea, man.
I think
Kirby.
I also think we should send some pig's blood to our Marines and soldiers overseas. And let them start sprinkling it on them whenever they're dead, or right before they kill them. That's just my
right
opinion.
On, right on, man. Right on, right on. Thanks, Kirby, out in Stanley. See, that's some common sense right there. I like it. I like that. Good stuff. Something else, and before I go, and this is just an aside, I heard yesterday that the Mexican government and the consulates here are working overtime to issue IDs and documents to get these folks, you know, with some legal documentation so they can open up bank accounts and get driver's license and all of this stuff. Because they can actually, and this was news to me, and in some areas in the United States, they can actually do that. They can actually use these a consulate, generated IDs and documents to open up checking accounts, to get benefits, to do all sorts of things. I thought that was illegal. Apparently it's not. And it just has me scratching my head. What are we doing? I mean, what are we, I think about, and I heard the guy that's over there fighting, helping the good guys fight the bad guys over there. He said the biggest, the area that he's in, the biggest insurgents that they're fighting against are Chinese. I know. I said, what? How does that work? But apparently, it's a lot of Chinese mujahideen over there fighting. And then I heard that there's like, we have caught like 20,000 Chinese illegal immigrants coming from where? Not Ellis Island, but from Mexico. Think about that. Now, just let your mind kind of simmer and marinate on that. We're thinking that, you know, our borders aren't secure, so you got, you know, Martha, the housemaid, or you know, Raul, the gardener, who's just trying to make a buck and send it back to his family, and our border's not secure. But it's not that big a deal, because these are folks that just want to work and support their family. No, man. There are a lot of people that we know, and even more scary to me or concerning to me is all of the people we don't know that's coming up through the Mexican border.
A place for good food.
Think about that. What was that? What was that? I was on a good rant here, man. But there you go. But think about that as you think about this whole, you know, Mall of America, gun rights, all of that. Just think about it in that context. And I hope that the Republicans, you know, stand up, grow a spine, and do the right thing. Stay tuned for Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell. Scott, live from Washington, right after this.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for, they'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. Valleyimports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.